England, November 1487. The battle between the church and the crown continues to rage, and the Duke of Winchester, the greatest landowner in England, is dying.
Dying, my lords? Am I dying?
Never.
Never. Oh.
Yet, my son, to pass away the idle hours till your recovery. Let us imagine you yourself were to pass away. To whom would you leave your lands?
Why, to me, of course.
Yes, to my beloved king. Yes.
May your filthy soul be prepared for hell, my son. Yes, hell, where Satan belches fire and enormous devils break wind both night and day. The mind is never free from the torments of remorse, and your bottom never free from the pricking of little thoughts.
No! Spare me the little thoughts!
Oh, what is this nonsense?
Hell, where the softest bits of your nether regions are everybody else's favorite lunch.
Forgive me, sire. I will change my will and leave my land to the church.
What?
Blessed be thy stainless soul.
You will change your mind later. I know it.
I think not.
Source tells me that the Duchess of Gloucester's given birth to twin goblins.
No, there were other people in Winchester.
Oh, he's still hanging on.
He must be on his last legs by now, my lord.
Yes, but how many sets of legs has that man got? Really, how does he make up his mind? Either he dies or he lives forever. It's his shilly-shallying that's so undignified.
My lord, I come with tragic news.
What, died at last, has he?
Who, my lord?
Oh, I see. Now the idea is that you ask me what the message is before you tell to me. Quite brilliant, I must say. I was referring to the Duke of Winchester.
Who, my lord?
Wait, let's try to sort this out in words of one syllable, shall we? Someone has died, is?
Yes, my lord.
Who is it that has died?
The Archbishop of Canterbury, my lord.
Are you a critic?
Yes, my lord.
Archbishop of Canterbury? Oh, no, the king has done it again. That's the third this year. How did this one die?
Horribly, my lord.
Any details?
Horribly is all I was given.
Ah, there you are.
My lord, I come with tragic news.
I've heard it. Will you go away?
Oh, dear.
Edmund, the Archbishop of Canterbury has met with the most tragic accident. There seems to be some confusion, but I think I've fathomed out how it came about.
Yes, I think I've got a pretty shrewd idea myself.
You see, Archbishop Godfrey was coming out of the Duke of Winchester's room.
Who had just died, leaving all his lands to the church?
Well, as a matter of fact, yes.
And so the king was really after his blood, presumably.
Well, I dare say. But the point of the matter is that at that moment, round the corner came Sir Tavish Mortimer.
The king's hired killer?
No. Mortimer, that tall, rather striking fellow with no ears.
Yes, that's it.
Well, he came out of the corner, saw the Archbishop, and rushed towards him with his head bowed in order to receive his blessing and unfortunately killed him stone dead.
How?
Mortimer was wearing a Turkish helmet.
Oh, I see, yes. One of those with the 2 feet spike coming out of the top?
Yes, one of those things they normally use for butting their enemies in the stomach and killing them stone dead.
Yes, so Presumably he'd forgotten he was wearing it.
That's exactly what the poor fellow had done. A tragic accident. Tragic.
Yes, almost as tragic as Archbishop Bertram being struck by a falling gargoyle while swimming off Beachy Head.
And nearly as tragic as poor old Archbishop Wilfrid slipping and falling backwards onto the spire of Norwich Cathedral. Lord, you do work in mysterious ways. I just don't know how I'm going to break it to his catamite.
What a tragic accident, my lord.
Accident, my codling.
Who do you think will take over?
Oh, I don't know. It'll be one of the bishop fellows, I should imagine. They tend to go for religious types.
Rumour has it, my lord, that the king wants to choose Prince Harry.
Really?
Prince Harry, Archbishop, my lord.
Lord! Prince Harry, Archbishop! And we all know what happens to archbishops, don't we?
Yes, they go to Canterbury.
Now, quick! Oh, yes! Quick! Are you sure about your source, Warwick?
Yeah, it was Jane Smart. You know, she was the one who told me about the Duchess of Kent and the chocolate chastity belt.
Well, with Harry gone, the will be king next. Today could be one of the most important days of my life so far. Percy, I shall require my most splendid garment for the ceremony.
Certainly, my lord.
Hat, my lord.
Trojan, I think. Boots, my lord.
The Italian.
And coat piece, my lord.
Well, let's go for the black Russian. It always terrifies the clergy.
Not really, my lord. Apparently Lord Wilders is keeping his sheep in his bedroom, but nothing on the appointment now.
Fair enough.
You're dressed like this,
Lord Wilton. Like what, sorry?
Well, this enormous nonsense.
Fingers crossed.
Members of the court and clergy, I have, at last, after careful consultation with the Lord God, his son, Jesus Christ, and his insubstantial friend, the Holy Ghost, decided upon the next Archbishop. May he last longer in his post than his predecessors.
Fat chance.
I appoint to the Holy See of Canterbury my own son, Edwin, Duke of Edinburgh.
Very good, very good. Well done, well done, Harry.
Enter.
Your Majesty.
My Lord Archbishop.
There were just a couple of points about my appointment before things really firmed up.
Yes?
Firstly, could I...
No, you couldn't.
Fine.
Don't be mistaken about this appointment, Edward. I've always despised you.
Well, you are my father, of course. And you're biased.
You? Compared to your beloved brother, Harry... As excrement is compared to cream.
Oh, my lord, you flatter me.
And me also.
So now, my boy, when I've at last found a use for you, don't try to get out of it.
Oh, no. No, certainly not. I just wondered whether perhaps another man, equally weak-willed and feeble, might do just as well.
Ha! There's no such man!
No, of course not. Silly me. I thought, though, perhaps, you know, someone who believed in God.
No. If I needed someone who believed in God, I'd have chosen Harry. Not an embarrassing little weed like you.
Oh, well, I think that's everything cleared up. Goodness, it must be almost time for evensong. Must be going.
Egbert. Come here. A word of advice. If you cross me now, or ever, I shall do unto you what God did unto the Sodomites.
Oh, my lord, I don't think that's a very good idea.
You understand?
Well, I shall make myself available for all eventualities. Thank you so much. Lee! Now we've got the thumb screws, the foot crusher, the nose hooks, those long rods you're rather. Where's the dwarf? Here we go. Right, let's go.
Oh, hot bishop!
Hail.
Going somewhere?
Yes.
Where?
Canterbury?
Good. Harry here will accompany you. I would hate to see you murdered before your investiture. Judith! Fresh horses!
My lord, if we're going to catch the boat to France, you'll have to hurry.
The boat to France?
You off to France, Percy?
I thought we all were.
No. Harry and I are off to Canterbury. Aren't we, Harry?
Oh, I see.
You changed your plan.
No, not really. The only change is if you could go and put your face in some manure and follow a reasonable distance. That would be fine.
And another thing that bothers me, Your Grace. Suppose my right hand offends me and I cut it off. Well, wouldn't my left hand offend me as well? I mean, what do I cut it off with?
Yes. Yes, that is a knotty one.
Yes.
I don't know. But that tall fellow, he had a face full of manure.
That's what I call style.
You, Edmund, Duke of Edinburgh, believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
I then name thee Archbishop of Canterbury and Primate of all England.
Investiture over, Archbishop Edmund the Unwilling swiftly adopted the ways of the cloth. But ever the shadow of his father's threat hung over him, until at last, one day...
Tell me, Brother Baldric, exactly what did God do to the Sodomites?
I don't know, my lord. I can't imagine it was worse than what they used to do to each other.
Oh, my God, this is it! Baldric! Go and get my Lord Bishop of Ramsgate. Get Percy. My life is hanging by a thread.
don't leave my lands to the church, then what?
Then, Lord Graveney, you will assuredly go to hell.
Alas!
Hell, where the air is pungent with the aroma of roasted behinds.
No. No. I place my lands in the hands of the church. And so bid the world farewell.
What? The Archbishop's not yet arrived?
Not yet, and even if he did arrive...
Wait!
Too late!
Get out of my way!
I have killed the pair of you! I have killed your brother! I'll abolish the church!
My lord! My lord!
I said out! Get out!
My lord! My lord! My lord! Wake up! Wake up! Wake up!
Am I in paradise?
No, no, not yet.
Then this must be hell. Alas, spare my posterior.
No, you're all right. It's England.
And you are not Satan?
No, I'm the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Oh, your grace, your grace. I have left all my lands to the church. Am I to be saved?
No, you treacherous swine!
Wait. Let's just take this through in stages, shall we? You know, the church doesn't really need your land.
Now, what it needs is a damn good thrashing!
But if I do not gain its blessing, I will surely go to hell.
We're tiny tweezers!
Get out!
Someone like you go to hell? Never.
But I have committed many sins.
Oh, well, haven't we all? Haven't we all?
I murdered my father.
I know how you feel.
Yes! Hurry up, Egbert!
And I have committed adultery.
Well, who hasn't?
More than 1,000 times.
Well, it is 1487.
With my mother.
What?
You see, I will go to hell.
Where groups like turnips sprout with the nose in the air.
Kill that bishop!
Well, let's take hell. You know, hell isn't as bad as it's cracked up to be.
What?
No. No, you see, the thing about heaven is that heaven is for people who like the sort of things that go on in heaven. Like, singing. Talking to God, watering pot plants. Hell, on the other hand, is for people who like the other sorts of things. Adultery, pillage, torture. Those areas.
Really?
Leave your lands to the crown, and once you're dead, you will have the time of your life.
Adultery, pillage, through all eternity.
Yep.
Your blood sticks against your tender portions.
Well, Gregory! No decision?
Very well. I leave my lands to the crown and my soul in the hands of the Lord. May he treat me like the piece of refuse that I am and send me to hell.
Amen.
You're a very lucky man. I wish I could be coming with you, but, you know, being Archbishop...
I'm so sorry.
No, that's all right.
My son.
Father.
Father.
My son.
Who's that? Looks like the kind of peril would kill the Archbishop of Canterbury to me.
Typical.
Axis dog!
No!
You caretaking!
Yeah!
Father, it's me, Pax!
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry, Harry. You're improving.
Yes. Well, thank you, Father. Good night, Mother.
He's gaining on me. He's gaining on me.
And how was Edmund?
Oh, well, very well. Chiswick, fresh horse!
And how are his dear little sheep?
Whose sheep?
Edmund's sheep.
What sheep?
The silly one Jack Canterbury. His flock that he was talking about. I can't understand it. Edmund doesn't even like religion.
That's impossible. He's the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Yes, and the Archbishop of Canterbury is also a naughty little boy whose bottom I had to smack for relieving himself in default.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
It was last Thursday.
Hell, the boys turned out well. A long and healthy life to him. I thank God that in my lifetime, never again shall I have to say, who will rid me of this turbulent priest?
And what is that?
It's something that my ancestor, Henry II, once said when he was having trouble with Thomas a Becket. He was sitting at a table like this with two drunken knights, and he yelled out, who will rid me of this turbulent priest?
What?
Oh, God save us. I said, who will rid me of this turbulent priest?
Meaning who?
The Archbishop of Canterbury, of course. Well, they went straight off and killed him, of course.
Now let's get down to business, shall we?
Business, my lord?
Yes, Baldric, because we're looking at some of the ways we can actually make a bit of money on this job.
Basically, there appear to be four major profit areas. Mm-hmm. Curses, pardons, relics, and selling the sexual favours of nuns.
Selling the sexual favours of nuns?
Yeah.
You mean some people actually pay for them?
Well, foreign businessmen, other nuns.
Yeah. Well, that's... shall we?
Right, well, this is... fair selection. Basically, you seem to get what you pay for. They run all the way from this one, which is a pardon for talking with your mouth full, signed by an apprentice curate in Tewkesbury.
How much is that?
Two pebbles. All the way up to this one, which is a pardon for anything whatsoever, including murder, adultery, or dismemberment of a close friend or relative.
And who's that signed by?
Both popes. Curses are pretty much the same, really. I've got this one for... half an egg.
Curse. Dear enemy, I curse you and hope that something slightly unpleasant happens to you, like an onion falling on your head.
Yeah, well, that is the bottom end of the market. Well, they run all the way to this one for four ducats.
Dear enemy, may the Lord hate you and all your kind, may you be turned orange in hue, and may your head fall off at an awkward moment.
Does this work?
Yeah. Yes.
Really?
No. Moving on to relics, we've got shrouds from Turin, wine from the wedding at Cana, splinters from the cross, and of course there's all the stuff made by Jesus in his days in the carpentry shop.
Mm-hmm.
Got pipe racks, coffee tables, cake stands, bookends, crucifixes. A nice cheese board, fruit bowls, waterproof sandals. Oh, I haven't finished this one yet.
This is disgraceful, my lord. All of these are obviously fake.
Yes.
But how will people be able to tell the difference between these and the real relics?
Well, they won't. That's the point.
Well, you won't be able to fool everyone.
Look. I have here a true relic.
What is it?
It is a bone from the finger of our Lord. It cost me 31 pieces of silver.
Good Lord, is it real?
It is, my Lord. Baldric, you stand amazed.
I am. I thought they only came in boxes of 10. Fingers are really big at the moment, mind you. For a really quick sale, you can't beat a nose. For instance, this is the sacred appendage compendium party pack. You get Jesus' nose, St. Peter's nose, a couple of St. Francis' nose, and, oh no, they're Joan of Arc's.
Bastard verger! I'll show him! I'll show him!
Hail.
Evening. And And what can I do for you?
Well, we're here to murder the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Various enemies.
Yes.
We fear he may be in danger.
Really? How?
Well, let me see. Perhaps good King Richard, angry with the Archbishop for some reason...
Don't know why.
...might well send two drunken knights, freshly returned from the Crusade... ...on a mission to wreak vengeance on him.
That's a good point. It has happened before.
Quite.
Yes, indeed.
I'm sorry. I didn't quite catch your name.
George de Burgh.
How do you do? Justin de Boyne.
Two drunken knights, fresh returned from the Crusades, and here on a mission for good King Richard. God bless him.
And your mission?
Well, as I said, we're here to kill...
A bit of time. Before our next crusade.
Oh, right, yes. Well, I'll just go and get him. Baldric.
Yes?
Couple of knights here to see the Archbishop.
Oh, my God.
Monks.
My Lord, I've got some more to say.
It's the one about the nuns of Uppingham and the candelabra.
Don't bother, I've heard it.
No, the fact is, there's two men outside who've come to kill you.
What? I'm terribly sorry about this. I'll just see what the delay is.
Please do.
Look, what's going on?
Those two men have come to kill us.
Oh, come on, honestly, Baldric. Just because a couple of people have a bit of breeding, you assume they're bound to be mindless killers. Oh, my God. There's no way out. Help. Oh, my God.
Damn, they must have gone down the secret passage to the nunnery.
Little Sisters of Indolence, three men came in. Which way did they go?
I think they went that way.
God bless you.
Wait! They'll be watching out for us dressed like this. Quick, in here.
Pray, sister, have you seen two burly knights pass this way?
No, sister. What's the pity?
That way.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And yet, Mother Superior, does not St. Paul say in the Ephesians, a woman is like a bat, often heard, but never seen?
No, I don't think so, Sarah. Shall we check the dormitory?
Oh, yes, Mother Superior. What a good idea.
Girls! Girls! If I told you once, I've told you another time. Fighting in the dormitory is completely forbidden. Who is the ringleader here? You! Yes, you, the plain girl! Oh, my God! It's the Archbishop of Canterbury!
I think I can explain.
And that, sweet lady, is the whole story.
Let us go over the facts again. Having been appointed Archbishop, you found that all your interest lay in the beauty of your vestment?
Ah, the fine embroidery.
Unable to resist the slide into depravity, you began to dress up in the habit of a nun.
I could not resist the texture of the Hessian underthings.
Oh, I can understand that. Then you forced the Bishop of Ramsgate and one Brother Baldy to do so also.
Oh, may I be cursed for it.
And finally, you got two knights drunk and invited them to come and wrestle with you inside the nunnery in an orgy of heathen perversity. Yes, well, there's an unmistakable ring of truth. And I must therefore tell you that this morning I have written urgently to all three popes recommending your immediate excommunication. Never more may you be Archbishop of Canterbury.
Oh, dear.
That's enough, Sister Sire. I think he's learnt his lesson.
Sorry? Oh. Ow! Ow!
Goons! Ah, and meet thy doom!
Of the world.
Yes, alas, Mother Superior.
I'm tired and weary. You may leave me now.
Very well.
Alas.
So presumably you won't be needing the unicorn tonight?
No. No, not tonight, sir.